From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Charlie Clark. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has responded with defiance to the newest felony charge brought Friday by the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office, saying he will, quote, clear his name in court. KCUR's Brian Ellison has more on the governor's reaction.
Greitens is charged with tampering with computer data, specifically taking a donor list from the veterans charity he founded and using it to raise money for his gubernatorial campaign. The first-term Republican has consistently called investigations into his conduct a, quote, political witch hunt, but this time Greitens focused on his 7 years leading The Mission Continues, which he called, quote, some of the best years of my life. He also said, this prosecutor can come after me with everything she's got, but the time for truth is coming. Republican legislative leaders have already called for the governor to step down over allegations of non-consensual sexual advances in a 2015 affair. Media reports say they've been working toward setting up the impeachment process. Democrats, meanwhile, say that process should begin immediately without waiting for a special session to be called in May. I'm Brian Ellison.
Nearly 100 graduate students and Columbia residents rallied Friday outside the Boone County Courthouse to say that MU graduate workers were employees with a right to unionize, the Columbia Missourian reports. In the courtroom, 13th Circuit Judge Jeff Harris heard final arguments in Coalition of Graduate Workers versus the Curators of the University of Missouri. The decision hinges on the interpretation of Article 1, Section 29 of the Missouri Constitution, which states that employees shall have the right to organize and to bargain collectively through representatives of their own choosing. There's no clear timeline on when a final ruling can be expected. The University of Missouri system has a state economic impact of about $5.4 billion a year, according to a recent study. The economic impact study was done by consulting firm Tripp Umbach. System administrators and Tripp officials presented the results to lawmakers last Tuesday, the Columbia Missourian reports. The system hired Tripp in November, and the analysis measured economic effects throughout Missouri and each system campus, according to the report. System President Moon Choi says that the system plans to do a similar economic impact report every 5 years. Choi says the study shows, quote, that the University of Missouri system, its four campuses, MU Extension, and MU Healthcare continue to be a powerful driving force for the future of the state. St. Louis NAACP President Adolphus Pruitt and Missouri lawmakers are frustrated by the underfunding of Missouri's historically black colleges, the Columbia Missourian reports. Missouri has two HBCUs, Harris Stowe State University in St. Louis and Lincoln University in Jefferson City. Pruitt says, quote, the picture is clear. It's as clear as visiting their campuses. It's as clear as looking at what their offerings are. Budget Committee Chairman Scott Fitzpatrick points out that per student, HBCUs have more funding than other state schools like MU. But Harris Stowe State President DeJuan Warmack said that lawmakers need to consider other factors such as total cost of attendance and mission. I'm Charlie Clark, KBIA News, Columbia.